Apple wants Samsung to take 8 mobile phone models off the market after it won a landmark patent case against Samsung over the design of its mobile phones. Apple was awarded $1.5 billion in damages and now has the exclusive rights to pinch and zoom gestures on their touchscreen technologies. Patent law is intended to reward innovation, but with companies engaged in patent turf wars, this case highlights how patents may inhibit innovation instead. Tawar Razaghi spoke to technology journalist and commentator Stilgarian.
The guts of this case is that many of the smartphone and tablet products that Samsung has produced are copied too much from the interface Apple developed for its iProducts, the iPhone and the iPad. Now, at one level, that's about, you know, are the icons on the home screen supplied with rounded edges? But at another level, it's how these are arranged on the screen, how you swipe between the most popular ones to less popular ones with certain things fixed at the bottom. So this really sets a kind of stake in the sand for how much of what Samsung is doing is considered to be just the way anyone is making smartphones and tablets, and how much of it is, no, Apple do this, and this is a specific Apple idea, and you are not allowed to copy it.
And as a result of the case, Samsung is now having to pay, they're going to pay $1 billion to Apple, and Apple is also looking to recall 8 Samsung models in the market. How much effect will that have on Samsung's business operations?
If it turns out, if the US courts agrees that Samsung is not allowed to sell these products in the United States, that's the killer, because the United States is one of the biggest markets for technology with still, despite their financial problems, a reasonably rich population and 300 million people or so. It's a major market for Samsung, and they certainly don't want to lose it. The $1 billion, it sounds a lot of money, but as it happens, that's not actually the important thing. We're dealing with companies like Apple, for example, has $100 billion just in cash reserves. Samsung is the biggest corporation in Korea and is the biggest electronics company in the world. So $1 billion will hurt, but it's only a very small percentage of the total revenue of the companies. It's really losing access to the marketplace. That's what they don't want to lose.
There's also discussion about how these patent cases are actually going overboard in claiming rights to design. I mean, is this case a copyright success, or will this stymie innovation?
This is where I really have to express, I suppose, a personal opinion, because the whole point of patents was to reward inventors for coming up with something innovative by giving them an exclusive right to exploit that technology for a certain number of years. The thing is, though, the pace of technological change has sped up so much since the patent laws were written. And, you know, is say, a 17-year exclusive monopolistic right to have your technology, your own, and everyone else has to pay a license, is 17 years still appropriate these days? I mean, that's a couple of generations of computer technology. Sure, certain people have a question mark over this. My personal view, you know, I'm thinking patents are lasting too long at 17 years.
And do you think, as a consequence of this win, will Apple be able to further monopolise the phone market?
If it turns out that Samsung has to pay these damages, well, they're not the only smartphone and tablet manufacturer. And once Apple has set this precedent, they can start having a go at the others. And it really could stifle the kind of innovation that these other companies have been trying to do.
Stilgarian, technology journalist and commentator, speaking there with Tawar Razaghi.